Bang! Did the universe begin this way?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at this July's National Conference on Biblical Apologetics in Branson, Missouri. Well, Ken, what are your thoughts on the so-called Big Bang Theory?
Well, Mark, evolutionists, and sadly some Christians, claim that billions of years ago, all the mass in the universe was concentrated into a tiny ball, you know, maybe as small as a pinhead. And then for some reason, it exploded with enough force to cause this tiny ball to expand and scatter throughout the universe. As a result, they say, all the galaxies, solar systems, planets, and eventually life were formed. Well, first of all, where did the matter come from to form this tiny ball? And secondly, how is it possible to condense all of the matter of the universe into such a small size and then keep it that way? And finally, what caused it to explode? You know, these are all unanswered questions. Now, the evolutionists say that creation is unbelievable. But the Bible tells us that in the beginning God created, and he made an earth covered with water, and then the sun, moon, and stars on day 5. There is no way the Big Bang fits with the Bible at all, and there's no scientific evidence that confirms a Big Bang.
Does the book of Genesis shed any light on whether there's life in outer space? Our free booklet on extraterrestrial life is available when you go to our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. It's available on our listener-supported website of AnswersRadio.com.